Morning. Teredaf is Lamed Hay in Brachos. A little bit more to finish up the fifth parak of Brachos. We start the sixth parak, God willing, this morning. Let's just go back. On Lamed Amud Beis, we are towards the bottom of the Amud. We read through the Mishnah and we got through a couple of lines of Gemara. A Mishnah talked about making a mistake in Yer Shmoneh Esrei. So it's a Siman Ros as a Mishnah. It's just not a good omen. I know we're not a people who believe in omens, but our Mishnah here talks about the fluidity of Shmoneh Esrei. So if you daven with a certain amount of fluidity, it's good. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said the Mishnah, he would daven for cholim, people that were sick, and if the davening went smoothly, he knew good prognosis. If the davening did not go smoothly, he knew the opposite. So the Gemara quoted yesterday that you're supposed to have kavanah during your Shmoneh Esrei as well, as we all know. The Gemara cites that for the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to have kavanah. If you do not have kavanah for the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei, so that's no good. Now, no good meaning what? You have to turn around, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. So as we pointed out yesterday, see the Shulchan Aruch for that discussion. The Gemara here does not say. Amar lav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We're continuing in the Gemara. We are second to last midline of the Gemara, the two dots. Menani mili amar Rabbi Shuma levi amar kara borei nivs vasayim shalom shalom rechok lekarov. Borei nivs vasayim, the way Rashi understands it, thank you. The way Rashi understands it, Rashi says, borei nivs vasayim, the word svasayim means our lips. Borei literally means to create. But the Rashi says it means also bari, meaning that if your lips are strong and they go smoothly, so then you know that your tefillah is mekubal, it's accepted. Amar Hashem urifa asiv. And then you have the end of the pasuk saying, and then there will be a refuah. Amar Bichia Barab, Amar Yochan, Kol Nevim Kulun Lasnavu, El Lamasi Bito Tamechacham, Ula Ose Prakmat Yel Tamechacham, Ula Mahane Tamechacham Nechasav. Nevim forecast a good future. Right, a future where there's Mashiach and there's going to be tremendous benefits to this world. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara is quoting it over here because we're going to darshan, we're going to go back to that pasuk in Yeshayahu again. All right. So anyway, so the Gemara darshan is over here that when the Nevi'im are forecasting what's going to be the Zman of Mashiach, so they're talking about people who help a Talmid Chacham, meaning somebody marries off a daughter to a Talmid Chacham, somebody who does business with a Talmid Chacham, someone who allows a Talmid Chacham to enjoy from his Nechasim. But what about the Talmid Chacham himself? Meaning, the future forecasting for the Talmid Chacham himself, Ayin lo rasa, lo kim zu asecha yaseh lemechak alo. So that Nevi'im don't know. Meaning, for that, it's such a special reward stored for the Talmid Chachamim themselves, so that the Nevi'im don't talk about. The only thing Nevi'im get to see is just simply those who help and assist a Talmid Chacham. Am Rabbi Chaber Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nevi'im Kulam Lo Snavu, El Ali Mosa Mashiach. Avala Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Rasa, Lakim Zul Asecha. And another thing is that when they're forecasting what's going to be Bizman Mashiach. But you get to Olam Haba, and you talk about Olam Haba, that they didn't even see. They couldn't even get a sense of what that would be. Well, Pliga de Shmuel now comes out, according to Rav Yochanan, is that not Olam Haba, but just simply Mosa Mashiach. So that's going to be something very special. And Nevi'im, when they're talking about all these wonderful things that are happening in the future, they're talking about the time of Mashiach. It's going to be very special. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, "I'm a Shmuel ein bein ha'olam azel imos Mashiach el shibud machios belvad." Position of Shmuel is nothing special. Meaning, when Mashiach comes, so you know what's going to be different. We'll have autonomy, but that's it. That's going to be the only significant change bizman ha'Mashiach. And by the way, the Rambam adopts the position of Shmuel. But it's a machlokas in the Gemara between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shenemer ki lo yachdal v'yom mikav haaretz. And part of Shmuel's raya is the following. The pasuk says that in terms of poverty, so there will never be a solution for poverty. Okay, I know it was popular years ago to have the war on poverty, right? And somehow defeat poverty. It's a tough thing. It's not an easy thing. But anyway, the pasuk says it won't end. Even with Zman HaMashiach, there'll be poor people. Now, when the Nevi'im are talking about the wonderful things that will be rewarded, they're only going to be talking about people who are Bali Tshuva. Again, as far as the people who were Tzadikim their entire lives and never had to go through any type of any type of coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so for that, Again, the Nevi'im never saw that. Pligi de Rabbi Abahu. Now, we put up a Baal Tshuva against somebody who was a Tzadik Gamar, and we put them side by side. So clearly, Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that the Tzadik Gamar is superior. Rabbi Abahu says, no, he disagrees. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Makam Shavali Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gamorim Einam Omdim. You put a Baal Tshuva right up against the Tzadik Gamar, and the Baal Tshuva is going to be of more value. In fact, when you go back to this pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is why we're quoting all these Gemaras now, so the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that first the rachok, those who were distant and now closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, versus those that are karov, those who are always close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yochanan Amalecha, now Rav Yochanan, his defense, because he doesn't agree with that, he puts the Tzadik Gamor ahead of the Baal Tshuva. My Rachok Shaya Rachok Midvar Avera. No, you misunderstood. The Rachok is not talking about somebody who's far away from Hashem and comes close to Hashem. No, he's far away from Avera, meaning he's always been close to Hashem. My Karov Shaya Karov Lidvar Avera Venizrachik Mimenu Hashta. Okay, and the Karov means that he was Karov to Avera, but now he's close to Hashem. All right, so basic machloksim in the Gemara over here, all unresolved, and don't look for me for resolution, but basic machloksim in the Gemara, what's going to be Bizman of Mashiach? Is it going to be something special, or is it going to be like what we're seeing right now, just with the difference of Jewish autonomy? Okay, that's a machlokus. Where do Balei Tshuva stand in regard to Tzadikim Gemurim? That's another machlokus in the Gemara. Very fundamental issues come up in the Gemara, but I'm not going to resolve any of them. The Gemara didn't. My ayin lo rasa. Now, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi say yain mishumar be'anava mishesh yimei abreishis. Now, as far as things that the Nevi'im never saw, ayin lo rasa. So what didn't they see? So it's funny, if they didn't see it, so how can the Gemara have a clue as to what it is? Okay, they have some sort of Masara. So yain mishumar be'anava mishesh yimei abreishis. So there were grapes saved from the 6 days of creation. Kadosh Baruch Hu took them, saved them, stored them. So for these Sadiqim Gemurim, they're going to enjoy these types of grapes. Rabbi Shmuel Mar Nachmani Amar Ze Eden. No, actually it's a reference to Eden itself. Shaloshata Bo Ayin. Nobody ever saw Eden. Shaloshata Bo Ayin Kalbirya. Shema Tamar Adam Rishon Heichen Haya. So what about Adam Rishon? Didn't he see Eden? And the answer is a really trick question. Try this one out at home. Did Adam Rishon see Eden? And the answer says the Gemara is no way. Nope. Began. He was in the garden of Eden, but he never saw Eden itself. V'shemer tamar hu gan hu Eden. Now maybe the Gemara says, you think it's the same thing? So tamar lomar v'nar yotze me Eden lahashkos es hagan. Nope. River comes out from Eden, and it irrigates all of the gan. So the only thing Adam HaRishon saw was a derivative of Eden, but he never actually saw Eden itself. So hagan gan l'chud v'Eden l'chud. Okay? And so Eden is now stored and reserved for these tzaddikim gemurim. Tanu Rabbanan Maisa Shechala Beno Shel, Remin Gamliel. Son of Remin Gamliel got sick, Shigar Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, Etzer Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. And so he sends two Tamidei Chachamim over to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Levakish Alav Rachamim. Why two? I don't know. Kevin Shira Osam Alal Aliyah Uvikish Alav Rachamim. So he sees the two coming, and he now knows, I got to get to work. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa goes up, Davins comes down to greet the two. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa says to the two Meshulachim, you're good. You guys are good. You can turn around, you can go back home. You can even tell Rabbi Gamliel, your child is cured. I know it to be true. So Amar lo v'chin aviata. So they say to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, really? Wow. Is that prophecy? So Amar lehem lo navi anochi v'lo ben navi anochi. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa says, no, I'm not a navi, neither the son of a navi. Alakach mekubani im shigur tefilasi b'fi yodei ani shehu mekubal v'im lav yodei ani shehu mituraf. He says, look, I could just tell by the way I daven. If my davening is fluent and fluid, I know, good prognosis. If my davening, however, is choppy, that means choppy prognosis. Yesh v'kasu v'kivnu oso shah. So what did they do? They wrote down the time. They wanted to see. They wanted a document. Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa, does nobody's talking about? So they wrote down the time. And they went back to Rabbi Gamliel, and they corroborated the time right on. Meaning the time that, when they were visiting Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa, he said, fever broke. So now they went back to Rabbi Gamliel and corroborated. Yes, exactly at that time the fever broke. Vishal anu mayim lishtos.
I thought they were asking, are you a newbie? How did you know what we're coming to ask for?
Right. In other words, correct. He davened before even hearing.
That's what I thought the question was.
Right. That's an excellent point.
So the answer wouldn't make sense.
Right.
He knew there was trouble.
Right, but he didn't know what the trouble was. He didn't know what to daven for. Right. V'shuv ma'aseh Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa shalach lomo toreitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chala b'noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So again, another need for Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa. Son here is the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who got sick. Amar Chanan ben Bikesh alav rachamim v'yichye hiniach roshu ben berkava v'bikesh alav rachamim v'chaya. So Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa goes to work, davens to Hashem, recovery. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm Allah Hitiach ben Zakkai. It's Rosh Ben Berkav Kol Hayam Kulo Lo Hayam Mashgiach and Alav. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, of course, is very dejected because he knows that if he would have done that all day and davened all day, so his tefillah wouldn't have been answered. And meanwhile, Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa, a couple minutes of davening, and it does the trick. So Amar lo ishto v'chi Chanina gadol mimecha. Interesting give and take over here. So the wife of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, so does that mean he's greater than you? So Amar la lav. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his wife, no, don't worry. What an interesting give and take. Elohu doma ke'evel lifnei ha'melech v'adni doma ke'sar lifnei ha'melech. Look, Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa, so he's like a servant, meaning when you're a servant of the king, you can go in and out whenever you want. But you're a servant, meaning you have access, but in terms of your status, you're a servant. Me, I'm a tsar, I'm a prince, which means that I have more status, but I don't have as much access. Okay. I'm sure there's much more to discuss over there. That's so interesting. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, al yispalo Adam. Ella bebay sheyish sham chalonos. Okay, we've seen this halacha before. We've heard this before. Pasuk in Daniel. Okay, you need to daven where there are windows. Shenemar v'kivan pischem le ba'aliyasa neged Yerushalayim. Daniel, when he lived in Bavel, so he made sure to daven where there was a window, so he was able to see in the direction of Yerushalayim. Amrav kahanim chatzif alayim an demasi bebikta. Don't daven in the valley. Davening in the valley is chutzpah. It requires a certain amount of arrogance, and you should not do it.
Rashi
says they see the last Rashi on the perek. Bebikak shekashuhu b'makom tznios chala alav emas melech v'libo nishbar. Meaning, if you're in a private area, so you'll have more emas hamelech, more fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, more of a broken heart. That's the kind of place you want to be on when you're davening. But to be in an open area, so it's not good. Tosus is bothered. You see the second last Tosus on the Amud. What about Yitzchak? Right? Tosus asks Akasha, not from another Gemara. Pasuk in Chumash. V'im tomer haksi v'yetze Yitzchak la'suach basadeh. Okay, so he davened in the field, and the Gemara over here is saying that's arrogant. Yeshlam da'asamari b'har mariyah k'damrin b'psachim b'peraka isha lo ki Yitzchak shekaru sadeh. Okay, so one possibility, says Tosfos, is that it's called the field, but it's really Har Moriah, otherwise known as the place where the Beis HaMikdash is, otherwise known as Yerushalayim. Inami bikta dahachamari bibika b'makam shirigilim sham b'nei adam la'avor v'hochei drachim. Or you could say that bika over here means a populated area where there's a lot of traffic. Not good for the kavana. Maybe that's what our Gemara here is talking about. Okay, but interesting, give and take in Tosfos. Last line of the Gemara over here, V'amar Rav Kahana Chatzif Alay Man, the Mefarsh Chatei. Anyone who goes ahead and broadcasts and publicizes sins, he says, that's chutzpedik. That's not appropriate. Shenemar Ashrei Nasui Pesha Kisui Chait, or Kisui Chata. Right? It is preferable to cover up your sins. Cover up your sins does not mean Right. Does not mean, right. In other words, oh, it's not so bad. It's okay. Nobody will know about it. It means that when you sinned, you should have regret and remorse. And you should be like, I wish I did not do that. That kind of covering up. Hadron Alachin Omdin, that is the end of the fifth parak. And now we begin the sixth parak of Brachos. Sixth parak of Brachos now will get a little bit more difficult. We are discussing the halachas of making brachas on food. I don't need to tell you, without even having gone through the Masechta, this perek. So you know, making brachas on food, that's tricky stuff. Right? I have a little magnet on my fridge that actually tells me what cereal and what bracha to make. Oh my gosh, it's such a long list. So before we get to cereals and brachas and all that, but we have the very basics to go through. The sixth parak deals with the bracha rishona, and the seventh parak basically deals with the bracha achrona. So let's begin. Ketzed mevarchin al haperos. So, says the Mishnah, so what brachas do you make over fruit? Al peros ha'ilan omer bor priyait. So, if it's coming off a tree, so the correct bracha, the appropriate bracha to make is bor priyait. Chutz min hayayin, and there's only one exception, and that of course is the grape. Shal hayayin omer bor priyagafin. Now, I don't mean the grape, I mean but the product of the grape, otherwise known as wine. Meaning for the grape itself, bari priya eitz. But for the wine, so it's bari priya gafin. So there's a special bracha outlined for the derivative of the grape, and that bracha is bari priya gafin. Why should that be? Why would that be? So wine has more chashivas. And since wine has more chashivas, so therefore it warrants its own unique and special bracha. Ve'al peros ha'aretz. Now, what about peros of the ground, otherwise known as what we would call vegetables? So, homer bori pri ha'adama. Okay, so we have a special bracha for that, and that bracha is bori pri ha'adama. Chutz min hapas, with the exception, of course, being bread. Bread is a derivative of the ground. Shal hapas homer ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. So, for that, we're going to make the bracha motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Bread is more special, like I said, by wine. Wine is more chashuv than all other fruit, therefore it warrants its own special bracha. So, same story with bread. Bread, even though it's really a product of the ground, it's a derivative of the ground, but because of the special nature of bread, so therefore it warrants its own special bracha. V'amotzei lechem min ha'aretz. Now, v'ala yirakut ha'omer bar pri adama. Now, over all other vegetables, it's interesting. Meaning, previously the Gemara says peros ha'aretz versus yirakos. Right, correct. In other words, correct. Peros ha'aretz basically are like melons, are like pineapple, if you will. It's also bar priya adama. In other words, those are fruit of the ground, meaning they don't come off a tree. Later on in this parak, we'll try to give a better definition of the difference between a tree versus a non-tree. Right? Something that grows from the tree versus something that just simply, literally comes off the ground.
Bananas.
Right? Bananas also another thing, which is peros ha'aretz. All right, we'll talk more about that later on. Rav Yehuda Amar, bori minei desha'im. Now, Rav Yehuda says, no, the correct bracha for anything, for a yerek, is bori minei desha'im, because desha is a better description of what it is. Again, we'll get to the Gemara later on, and we'll discuss Rav Yehuda's position later on. Okay, interesting observation made by the Vilna Gaon. Did you see what happened in the Gemara when we're talking about the bracha that we make for peros ha'aretz, fruit of the ground, right? So, your cantaloupe, your melons, your beans. So the bracha is bari pri adama. So fruit that comes off the ground. So we see, what's the word that's used to describe ground? Adama. But when it comes to bread, now bread is also a derivative of the ground, and we have a special bracha for bread. It's hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So the Vilna Gaon makes a very simple observation. Why is it that for all other fruits of the ground, right? Again, I don't have a good English word for it. But why, for all the fruits of the ground, we call the ground adama, bari pri adama? But meanwhile, when it comes to bread, it's hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Why isn't it hamotzi lechem min haadama? Vilna Gaon has a beautiful answer. He says that that when we say aretz, we're not just talking about any aretz. We're talking specifically about Eretz Yisrael. Adama is just a word that's used globally for basically all land. But when we say Haaretz, especially with the hay in the front, so that's a reference to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is given a special bracha we read about in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, a special bracha for seven species. Of those seven species, of course, two of them being wheat and barley. And of course, when we say wheat and barley, encapsulated in wheat and barley are really all the five grains. So when we talk about the eating of the bread, we're really talking about eating the bread of Eretz Yisrael, because that's the special bracha that's given to bread, bread of Eretz Yisrael. Now, our bread may not come from Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter, says the Vilna Gaon. Because when Eretz Yisrael is given that special bracha of bread, all other breads of the world really are derivative of the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, the Vilna Gaon points out, when we bench and when we say alamichia, right, if you think about the words that we're saying, we're actually referring to bread and the grains of Eretz Yisrael. Alamichia v'akla v'altanu asasela el eretz chem detov rechav esheratzitz v'inchal tal v'asenu le'echol mipirya v'lizboa mituva. Right, we're eating from its, meaning Eretz Yisrael's grain. Right, we're not eating from Eretz Yisrael's grain. We're eating from wherever the flour came from. So the Vilna Gaon says no, because once Eretz Yisrael is given the special bracha for the Shiva Samina, for the seven species, so now all other grains that grow all over the world is a derivative of that particular bracha. So when we're eating bread, it's Hamosi Lachem Min Haaretz, meaning Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to all the other fruit of the ground. No special bracha given to Eretz Yisrael, so we just simply say Bari Pri Ha Adama. That is the Vilna Gaon.
So he says there's nothing to do with
the pasuk in Tehillim. I'm sure it does also, but now with the Gaon, you could just give pshat in that pasuk, right? Okay, beautiful application of the Mishnah right over there. Although we didn't get there yet. That's a sneak preview. Minahani Mili, we start with the Gemara now. Detana Rabbana. Now, Minahani Mili basically is like this. Meaning, we started a Mishnah and we just made an unbelievable assumption. Which is, we make brachos. Meaning, before we eat food, we make brachos. Where does that come from? So, if I could skip down to the bottom of the Amud, which will be great. It'll save us so much time. But if I could skip to the end of the bottom of the Amud. So the Gemara is going to end up by saying it's a Svara. Meaning it's a simple logic. We're going to benefit from this world. And you cannot benefit from this world without first making a bracha. Okay, good. But what the Gemara will do from here until the bottom is entertain a Hava Mina that perhaps the bracha and the requirement for a bracha is darshened out from Psukim and therefore Mina Torah. Now, I'm telling you, it's not going to be in futility. First of all, anytime we learn a Havamin of the Gemara, so there's Schar Limud, meaning we get reward for just learning. That's Limud HaTorah at its finest, when we go through a Havamin. In addition to that, also, we're going to be learning a lot of tangential halachas as well. So there's a tremendous benefit in going from where we are now in the Gemara, all the way to the bottom of the summit, where the Gemara is going to end up saying it's not a Drasha, but it's just simply a Svara. It's a logical argument, and therefore the Chachamim composed the brachas based on the Svara.
It's not
d'oraisa. No. Benching after we eat bread is d'oraisa. V'achalta v'savata v'arachta. That's the seventh parak of brachos. So that we'll talk about later on. And there are Rishonim who suggest that perhaps alamichya as well is d'oraisa, but that's debatable. Benching is not debatable, that's d'oraisa. The Rambam writes that. And all other brachos, and especially the brachos rishonos, are all midrabanan. Okay, but in the meantime, however, we are going to go through an amud of Gemara entertaining the possibility that brachos are in fact da'araisa. Minahani mila d'tana rabanan. Kodesh ilulam la'ashem. Now, these psukim that we're quoting over here is regarding the mitzvah of Karen Ravai. A word of introduction. When you plant a tree for the first 3 years, all fruit that come off that tree is arla. Arla means that you cannot eat the fruit, you cannot get benefit from the fruit. It's asur b'achila and asur b'hana. Now, what about the fourth year? So when you get to the fourth year, so now it's a special status for that fourth year. That status is called Kerem Revai. Now, you could say one of two ways. You could either say Kerem Revai or Netter Revai. Now, it makes a big difference, and I'll explain what the difference is momentarily. But first, let's talk about what the halacha is. For that fourth year, the fruit now is mutter b'achila. You're allowed to eat it, but you have to take it to Yerushalayim, and you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Very similar to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, the second 10% that you take off, after you take off your Maaser Rishon you give to the Levim. So what do you do with Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is taken off in the first, second, fourth, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. So same story. You take it and you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. Same story with Kerem Revai. The fourth year of the fruit, you take the fruit, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you eat in Yerushalayim. What if you live far away? So what do? Same story with Maaser Sheni. You redeem it. You take the Kedusha from the fruit, you transfer it onto money, you bring the money into Yerushalayim, and you buy food. Good. Okay, so that is the story with Kerem Revai. Now, as I pointed out, what do we call it? We call it Kerem Revai, we call it Netter Revai, Machlokas. Now, this Machlokas, interesting Machlokas. If you're calling it Kerem Revai, so that means that this halacha only applies to the vineyard. And it applies to no other fruits or vegetables. Certainly no other vegetables, no other fruits as well. If you call it Netta Revai, so that now means that this applies to all fruit that grows from the tree. Okay. And so, first of all, what does the Pasuk say? So the Pasuk doesn't. Okay. So that...
How did they come up with that?
Yeah, that takes care of that. What about all the Mishnayos? Well, why don't we just read all the Mishnayos and see. Is it Kerem Revai, is it Netter Revai? So this is also interesting, and Rashi writes this right here in our daf, that if you hold it's Kerem Revai, so every time you have a Mishnah that discusses it, so your Mishnah is going to read Kerem Revai. If you hold Netter Revai, Rashi writes this, I couldn't believe this, but Rashi writes it. If you hold it's Netter Revai, so that means every Mishnah that discusses it, your Mishnayos are going to be reading Netter Revai. Okay. Talk about a serious machlokas. Okay, that's all by way of introduction. The Tana Rabbana now. Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. We have a pasuk that describes this Netter Revai, and it says that it is sanctified, again, fourth year fruit, and it's Hilulim. Now, Hilulim, over here, in this context, what Gemara is going to think that it refers to is that you say mini halal. A mini halal before you eat the fruit, which is what we call Bracha Rishona, and a mini halal after you eat the fruit. And that's called Bracha Achrona. Malam Shetunim Bracha Lefnem V'Lachareim. Mikan Amar Rabbi Kiva, Asal Adam Shitam Klum Kodim Shiyavarech. And Rabbi Kiva says, good, so you're not allowed to eat anything until you make a bracha. Good. That is the Gemara's attempt to darshan brachos out of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, V'aykorish Yilulim Ha'achud Asah, Mibay Lechad Amar Rechmana, Achlei V'hadar Achlei. The Gemara says, first of all, what are you doing? We already have drashas dedicated to Hilulim. One drasha is, now granted the Hilulim is a double, meaning Hallels, but fine. One Hillel is Achle Vahadar Achle. We take the word Hallel, and we, instead of saying Hallel, we say Achle, or Chalel. Okay, in the world of Jewish, this is acceptable. And to take a word Hallel and to transfer it to Chalel. Which means that first you have to deconsecrate it, because it has Kedusha, and you're not allowed to eat it. And then only afterwards are you allowed to eat it, just like Maaser Sheni. V'idach davar ha'tan shira, ta'an halal. V'sheni ta'an shira and ta'an halal. I'm sorry, ain't ta'an chilo. An additional drasha is, which fruit is this applicable to? It's only applicable to those things which we say shira. What are the things that we say shira? The grape. Meaning, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they offer a karban, do they sing, and do the Levim sing shira over the actual carbon itself? No. They only sing over the Nesachim. Only when we pour the libation. And which libation we're talking about? The wine libation. Granted that water is poured during Sukkot, but we're only talking about the wine libation. Uchid Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan, Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan, Minayin. She'ein omim shira ela al hayayin, she'ne'emar v'tom alayim ha'gefen hichzalti es tirashi. Ha'mesamech alokim v'anashim. Im anashim mesamech alokim v'amem mesamech. How does God get simcha? Mikan she'ein omim shira ela al hayayin. In other words, it comes about through when we pour the yayin over the mizbeach, so we sing. So at this point now, we are of the opinion that the pasuk does say Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, but we have two drashas for it. Number one, we have the drasha of you have to be mechalal, and two, we have another drasha which is it only applies to grapes, not to any other fruit. Okay, so now Hanich Lamandidni Netter Revai, Alamandidni Kerem Revai, Ma'ikal Meimar. Now the Gemara says, and furthermore. If you hold that the mitzvah of Netter Revai applies to all different types of fruit, okay, at least we have a conversation. Meaning, even when we go all the way back to where the Gemara originally suggested that the source of bracha comes from Kodesh Hilulim HaShem, if you hold that the mitzvah of Netter Revai applies to all fruit, So fine. So at least we can begin a conversation. But if you think, if you're of the opinion that the mitzvah of netar ravai only applies to the vineyard and not to any other fruits, so then that means that you're really limiting the whole source of bracha only to grapes, specifically wine, and to no other fruit. So hani chalaman dini netar ravai laman dini kem ravai maikal meimer. De'edmar rabbi chiv rabbi shimon b'rabbi chad tini kem ravai v'chad tini netar ravai. In fact, this is a basic machlokus between late Tanayim, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barabi, right? Rabbi Chia was a student of Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Barabi was a son of Rabbi. And they're arguing throughout all the Mishnayos, how do you read the Mishnah? Is it Karen Ravai? Is it Netar Ravai? So if it's only Karen Ravai, so that means that our entire source of bracha would only apply to grapes. If it's Netar Ravai, so okay, so at least you have a broader net. No pun intended. You have a broader net in terms of when we're going to say a bracha. So the Gemara says, and even if you're going to learn Kem Ravai, so that's great if the source of grapes comes from Gzera Shava. D'tanya, Rabbi Omer Nemar Kan Lahusif Lachem Tvosau, V'Nemar Lahalan Utvuas HaKerem, Malahalan Keren Afkan Keren, so Yasolei Chadil LaBracha. So then that means now that we have an available drusha over here. When the pasuk says Kodesh Hilul and Hashem, we have an available drasha for the bracha. V'ilo yalev gzereshava bracha minale. But if you don't learn the gzereshava, and presumably there are people who do not learn the gzereshava, so then that means that we have no source for bracha. V'inam yalev gzereshava ashkechan la'achar al v'fanav minayin. And even if you do have one source, but that's all you got, so that only tells me that we have one source for bracha. And we were looking originally for two sources, because remember, there's a bracha before you eat, and there's a bracha after you eat. And right now, all we have is just simply one drasha, which is one source for bracha, and so that's all we got. It's interesting, the Gemara assumes that if all we have is just one source, so is that for the bracha before, or is that for the bracha afterwards? The Gemara immediately assumes it's a bracha after. Why? So Rashi explains, because by benching, we know that the Torah bracha of benching, it's for afterwards. We are now trying to adduce a source for bracha for all other foods. So, and if we only have one, so just like by benching, it's after. So too by all the other foods, it's after as well. So halokasha de asti bekavacham. The Gemara says, well, that's not so bad. We can make a logical argument. Kishu saveh mevarach kishu ra'ev lo kol shekein. If we're making a bracha when we're full, how much more so should we make a bracha before we eat? So good. So ashkechan kerem shar minem minayin. Good. Now, if you've been following, and by the way, this is complex, meaning because basically what we're trying to do is piece the puzzle in terms of looking for a drasha for the bracha. So we have a pasuk by Netar Ravai, the mitzvah of Netar Ravai, which is Kodesh Hilul Hashem, and basically now what the Gemara is doing is like this. Well, we already know that we have two halos, two mini halos. But for one, we already have a drasha. And the drasha is, you have to be poda. You have to redeem the fruit of the fourth year. So that's out of the discussion. And so now what we have basically is maybe one drasha available. And that one drasha available is to make a bracha. Make a bracha over what? Over Netar Ravai. But it depends what you hold it is. Meaning, is the mitzvah going on just the grape and the derivative of the grape? Or is the mitzvah going on all fruit in general? Okay, that's subject to a debate. And if you hold it's Karen Ravai, so essentially now where the Gemara is bothered by is, so right now all I have is just one source to tell me that I'm going to make a bracha achrona after grapes. Now, as the Gemara just did, is that even if you only have one source, you can make a kavachomer to extend it to the bracha before. But still, when all is said and done, all you have now is a source to make a bracha over grapes. Ashkechan kerem, shar minim minayin. So how do I know all the minim? D'alef mikerem. Ma kerem devashenena v'tanim bracha, av kol devashenena v'tanim bracha. So the Gemara says, okay, men matzinu, meaning we're going to use the binyanav. Ikal amifrach, the Gemara says, yeah, but you know how this binyanav works. You can only use something as a precedent if it's like all the other things. But if it's unique, so then you can't create a binyanav. Malakaren shekin chayav be'ololos. We have a special halacha by grapes. Undeveloped grapes are subject to the mitzvah of olalos, which means a poor person can come onto your field, and if you see the grapes on the vine that go undeveloped, and there is a mesechta in Zrayim that talks about how to identify an earmark when it's undeveloped. But if he sees it's undeveloped, so you have to leave it for the poor person. Good. It's a special mitzvah, and that mitzvah only applies to grapes. So you see the grapes are unique. So even though I may have a source that tells me to make a bracha on grapes, I cannot extend it to any other fruit. So kama tochiach, malakama shekein chayav ebechala. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you have the mitzvah of kama, so that by grains, certain grains are left for the poor person. So the Gemara says, kama tochiach, malakama shekein chayav ebechala. Yeah, the Gemara says, by grains, there's a special mitzvah of chala. So kerem yochiach, chazor adin, lo rizek rizeh, tzad shav shabem, davash enena v'taon bracha. Av kol davash enena v'taon bracha. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll use a tzad shav, which is a common denominator, meaning we have a special halacha regarding grapes, we have a special halacha regarding grains, so each one of them in of itself cannot be used for a binyan av, but let's put the two together and create a tzad hashava. Mala tzad hashava shabem shekein yesh bo tzad mizbeach. V'asinami zayis tizbe tzad mizbeach. So let's pause over here. So the Gemara says, okay, but even when we use a common denominator, grapes and grains, it's true that the two of them can be used as a common denominator, but remember, the two of them also go up on the mizbeach. Grain goes up on the mizbeach as a mincha. Grapes go up on the mizbeach as nesachim. So, and there's only one other product of the ground that goes up onto the mizbeach, olive oil. So the Gemara says, so that's basically it. So now all we can say is that we're going to make a bracha on grains, grapes, and olive oil. So v'zayis mitzad mizbeach, chasiv v'ha be'ejek siv be, keren dechsiv, v'yivar megedish v'ad kama, v'ad keren zayis. So the Gemara says, well, don't we have a pasuk that talks about the olives? So Amar of Papa, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stamalo ikri. The Gemara says, no. Because there it says kerem zayis, but not just simply kerem. Okay, but mikomakom kasha. The Gemara says, okay, but tangential points aside, but we're still stuck because all we now have is a source to make a bracha on grapes, on wine, and on grains, but that's it. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe we're going to go a whole different avenue. Maybe we'll say that the source to make a bracha is based on the fact that in Parshas Ekev, the Torah describes the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, followed then by Ve'achalta V'savato V'erachta. So Mashiv V'saminim Dvar Shenena V'tam Bracha, Av Kol Dav Shenena Tam Bracha. So the Gemara says, that's not such a great source, Malashiv V'saminim Shekein Chayev Es Bibikurim. There's a special halacha by the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, and that is they're subject to the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is not true by any other produce. V'od HaTenech La'acharav L'fanav Minayim. And furthermore, all we know from those psukim is that you have to make a bracha after. What about the bracha before? Halokasha da'asi b'kavachomer kishu staveh mevarch kishu ra'av l'kol shekein. So the Gemara says, look, that didn't bother us before, that's not going to bother us now. We have a kavachomer that tells us that just like I make a bracha after I'm full, I for sure going to make a bracha before I am full. Ulaman did ni netter ravai hatenach kol davar netia delav mar netia kigon basa beitzim v'dagim minale. But then the Gemara, after going through this entire process of trying to darshan and almost succeeding in darshaning, the Gemara says, look, this entire discussion from the beginning of the Gemara until now, at most, will cover produce. At most. But what about all your proteins? What about eggs? What about chicken? What about fish? What about milk? Meat? How do I know that I make a bracha on that? Because even if you're going to go through all the drushes that we went through, all you can basically tell me is I make a bracha on produce. What about the proteins? The Gemara concludes with a punchline of, you're right. And if you take a look at the last Tosfos on the Samad over here, all the psukim that we quoted earlier, all the drushas we quoted earlier, says Tosfos are smachtas. The Gemara entertained the notion that they are real drushas, meaning that the idea of bracha is an idea min a Torah, but they're just simply an asmachta. Asmachta ba'almahu. They're just simply It's a rabbinic hook, meaning really it's a chachamim who legislate the bracha, but what they do is they attach their takanas derabanan onto a pasuk. Okay, they do that for the purposes of connection, perhaps to help you remember. Okay, many explanations in terms of what the idea of a smachta is. So what we're going to do with it, Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, is that number one, you have to be mechalal. In other words, you can't just eat the fruit. You have to deconsecrate it if you want to eat it, or you could take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. That's number one. And number two is to define what it applies to, meaning which fruit is it subject to. And so the Gemara says that it's only subject to grapes, but not to other produce. But that's only one opinion in the Gemara. The Gemara presents another opinion, and based on the other opinion, so what are you going to do with that extra hilo? That's a good question. Okay. Interesting discussion just before we continue in the Gemara, and that's the following. Karen or Vi outside of Eretz Yisrael? Yes or no? Right. Correct. Are we in favor or are we not in favor? So, correct. You know where we're going with this. But it's interesting. Meaning, why would there be a debate on this issue? So, did you know? Arla applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Okay. So, it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Even though Arla is an agricultural law, and even though we normally say agricultural law is limited only to Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, Arla applies outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. Good. So when you go to the market and you buy your produce, so don't we need to find out if it grew during the first 3 years? So that's Suffolk Arla, and we're makel by Suffolk Arla. That's also part of Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay. But let's say it's not a Suffolk. You know, this fruit grew from a tree in the first 3 years. You're not allowed to eat it. Okay, good. So now that you know that, now we can entertain the question. Now it's a really good question. What about the fourth year? Meaning, do we say in Chutz Aretz that the produce of a tree in the fourth year out of Eretz Yisrael, is it have kedusha? Now, by the way, if it does have kedusha, the solution is very simple. You just redeem it. Okay. So take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos on this stuff discusses this very issue. So Tosfos, it is 1, 2, 3, fourth Tosfos down on the page. Ulaman. Ulaman didn't he come revive chule? The ata kaimalan. The Revai Noeg Af Bechutz Aretz. Says Tosfos. Revai applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Mihu Bekerem Noeg V'lo B'Shar Yilanos. But Tosfos says, but it only applies by grapes and by no other fruits. Why? Dechol Amegel Baretz Halacha Kamosu Bechutz Aretz. Because Tosfos says we have a rule. And the rule goes like this. If you have a debate about any agricultural law in Eretz Yisrael, and there is a lenient opinion, so when you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can accept and adopt that lenient opinion. So meaning, we spent a morning talking about what fruit does this mitzvah of Netar Revai apply to? Grapes or all fruit? Machlokas. So in Chutz Aretz, we can adopt the more lenient opinion. So therefore, says Tosfos, in Chutz Aretz, we can limit the mitzvah of Netar Revai only to grapes. Good. That's Tosus' opinion. So, and the solution, says Tosus, is very simple. The Karen Revai Bizmana Zem Mechalan Ashava Pruta. So Tosus says, so what do we do? So we take the fourth year fruit of grapes and we deconsecrate it onto Shava Pruta, meaning it does not have to be a dollar for dollar redemption. It could be as much fruit as you want on a Shava Pruta, Vishokko, and then what do you do with that money? So you say, well, you bring it to your Shalim, and that's not going to happen. So you see the cost of a ticket to Eretz Yisrael these days? So, right. So what you do is you grind the coin up, and you throw it into the river. And Rav Achai agrees with this halachic conclusion as well. Okay, interesting, right? Did we all know this before today? I mean, that's part of the reason why we come to Daf Yomi, so we learn things. So according to Tosfos, fourth year, Netar Revai, of grapes apply in Chutz Aretz. Who disagrees with Tosfos? The Rambam. The Rambam, Machalos Asuris, I did a little bit of homework last night. Machalos Asuris, Perek Yud Halacha Tesvav, says that it does not Netar Revai does not apply in Chutz Aretz at all. Not to Sharperos and not to grapes as well. And that is the psak of the Rambam. So
that's what I mean, is that the entire produce for the whole entire year, or just the first fruit of the fourth year?
The entire fourth year. Correct. Okay, just interesting ideas. And who do we follow nowadays? I'm not sure. In other words, I took you to a certain point. Now you got to move on. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We are going on. We're on Lamed Hamad Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud. So now we've arrived at the conclusion that brachos are midrabbanan. It's a svara. It's an argument. You cannot benefit from this world without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore what the Chachamim did in order to formalize that thank you is they legislated the bracha. Good. And the exception to this would be benching. Benching after you eat bread. That's Berachas HaMazon. That's Daraisa. That's the seventh perek. So stay tuned as we'll discuss more about that. Tana Rabbanan Asur L'Adam She'anem En Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha V'Chol Anenem En Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Ma'al. If you eat in this world without making a bracha, you violate the Isser of Me'ila. Okay, not that long ago, we spent the Masechta talking about the Isser of Me'ila. It's misappropriation. You're stealing. So my takante yelechetz chacham. So the Gemara, great couple lines of Gemara coming up. So the Gemara says, now what if you do it? What if you eat without making a bracha? Oh, don't worry. Go to a chacham. Yeah. The Gemara says, really? That's our religion? Yelechetz chacham. My avidle. What's the chacham going to do to you? What can he do for you? Meaning that's between you and God. The chacham is going to intervene. It's ridiculous. So ha'avid le'isura. In other words, you did an isser.
Right.
Chacham's not going to, can't do anything for you. Ela ama rava yelechetzo chacham ikara. V'yalamdeno brachas kedei shelo yavo lidei me'ila. No, in other words, you go to the chacham before. You learn hilchos brachas. Now you know what to do. That's where the chacham can come in. But after you sinned, the chacham's useless. Okay. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, call an enem and olam hazeh, b'lo bracha kilo an enem ikat sheshamayim. The other lines of the Gemara about the severity of eating anything without making a bracha. If you eat something, if you enjoy something in this world without a bracha, it is like you're an enem ikat sheshamayim. You've taken something that belongs strictly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar la'ashem arts meloa. The Pasuk says, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You had no right to it. Rabbi Levi, Rami, Ksiv, L'Hashem, Arts, Umaloa, Ksiv, Shamayim, Shamayim, L'Hashem, Arts, Nesan, Livnei, Adam. Stirim, Psukim. One pasuk says that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pasuk that says, Ha'aretz, Nesan, Livnei, Adam. It's ours. Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. The resolution is, before the Bracha, L'Hashem, Arts, Umaloa. After the Bracha, it's ours. I'm Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Kol, Anenem, Elam, Azeb, Lo Bracha, Kilo, Gozel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukenesis Yisrael. So you are stealing, and who are the victims? HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the assembly of the Jewish people. Right? The corporation. The Jewish corporation. Shenemer Gozel Aviv V'imo. In other words, the Pasuk says in Mishlei that you steal from your mother and your father. V'omer Ein Pesha Chaver Hu Le'ish Mashkis. And you say, yeah, what's the big deal? Right? Chaver Hu Le'ish Mashkis. You are a friend of a destructive person. So says the Pasuk in Mishlei. And the Gemara Darshans. Ein aviv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dad in the Pasuk is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemra alu hu avicha konecha. Ein imo el HaKnes Yisrael. And mom in the Pasuk is a reference to the corporate entity of the Jewish people. Shenemra shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh toras imecha. My chaver hu lish mashkitz. And what does the Pasuk mean when it says that you're buddies with a really destructive person? I'm Rabbi Chanin and Bar Papa. Oh, your friend? When you eat food without making a bracha, your friend's with the Yeravam ben Avad. He was the destructive force. He was the one who created the schism of the Jewish people, dividing the northern and the southern kingdoms. Rabbi Chanan bar Papa Rami Ksiv Lakachti Degani Beito Uksiv Asafta Deganecha. More serious in the Psukim. You're just going to take Dagon in its right time. Another pasuk indicates that you're going to have to collect the dagon. Lo kasha kam bizman she yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, kam bizman she'ein yisrael osim ritzono shel makom. Well, it depends. As a Jewish people, if we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, the grain just simply comes in. Miraculous. If, however, we're not following, so then we got to work and we got to collect our grains. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbi Yishmael says you got to do two things. You got to learn and you got to work. Okay? That is the path of life, the Derech HaChaim according to Rabbi Yishmael. So on one hand, lo yamu sefer Torah mipicha, learn all the time. On the other hand, you also got to work. Ve'asafta diganecha. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, efshar adam choresh b'shas charisha, v'zoreh b'shas ria, v'kotze b'shas kitzira, v'dash b'shas disha, v'zoreh b'shas haruach. Torah matehe aleha. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, we're now speaking about the Rashbi, the holy Rashbi. So what are you going to do? If you're working the field, you got to plow. You got to thresh. You got to winnow. Meaning you're really busy. So when are you going to have all that time for Torah learning? So the Rashbi says, you have other people do the work for you. And you sit back and watch and enjoy. No. You learn. You learn. So shenemar ve'amdu zarim ve'ru tzon nechem. Uvizman she'en yisrael osim ritzon ha'shal makom lachtam nasi seyide atzman. Now, if you're not going to do ritzon ha'shal makom, so then you're going to have to do your own work. Shenemar ve'asavta dinecha ve'lo od, ela shemalecha sachem nasis al yadan. And not only that, is that you're going to have to be working for other people as well. Not only working for yourself. Shenemar ve'avadata zo'evecha. Amar Abaye. Okay, good. So we have now a basic machlokas. You want to talk about the fundamental issues we touched on this morning. Zman HaMashiach. Oh my gosh. I mean, I know that's yesterday's daf, but right, what's going to be in Zman HaMashiach? And what's better, a Baal Tshuva or a Tzadik Meikaro? And now we touch on another really fundamental issue. Well, how should you conduct yourself? Should you be just engaged in the study of Torah and let the work itself out? Or should you do both? Should you be a composite of working and learning? Right? Should you do both? And that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and the Rashbi and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay. And who does the halacha fall like? Don't you dare ask me. I don't want to get involved in that. Amar Abaye harbe asu Amar Abaye, but the Gemara does have a comment on this. Amar Abaye harbe asu kerabbi Yishmael ve'alta biyadan. So many people conduct themselves like Rabbi Yishmael, and good. So you work and you learn. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'lo alta b'yadan. Now many try the Rashbi path, and we can't all be the Rashbi, says Abaye. It just wasn't successful. Amalei Rava l'Rabbanim b'matusim inaychu. Rava said to the rabbis, I beg of you, b'yuma Nisan v'yuma Tishrei lo tizchazu kamai. I don't want you to see me during the months of Nisan and Tishrei. Those are really busy months. Those are months where you harvest and where you gather in the grains. It's so interesting that the months which are the busiest months are also the months where there's Yontif.
Right. Right.
No accident. So kihechid alo titridu b'mezanachi kulei shasa. Meaning, I don't want you working the whole year. So in other words, so in those months of Nisan and Tishrei, you dedicate yourself strictly to working, so that for 10 months of the year, you're going to be free and clear for learning. Amar Rabba Bar Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan. Let's do a little bit more for this morning, and we will stop. Amar Rabba Bar Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Eli. Bar Reish, Eloke, Doros, Rishonim, Doros, Achronim. Doros, Rishonim, Masu, Torasim, Kavan, O Malachtan, Arai, Zuvazunis, Kama, Biyadan. Look, the earlier generations, so they worked a little bit, they learned a lot, and they succeeded in both. Doros Achronim, Shasim Malachtim Keva V'Torasan Arai Zuvzun Lonis Kaima V'Yadan. And we, the later generations, so we work a lot, we learn a little, and we're successful at neither. V'Am Rabba Baruch Hanam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai. Bar Yishlo Ki Doros Rishonim Doros Achronim. Doros Rishonim Hayu Machnisim Perosam Derech Tark Simom Kedei Lechayvam B'Maiser. They go out of their way to make sure that their produce is going to be chayv in the mitzvah of Maiser. And Doros HaAchronim, what do? We look for legal loopholes. Machnisim Perosen, Deres Gagos, Deres Chatzeros, Deres Kafifos, Kedei LePatron Min HaMaisers. We go through, not the main doorway, the main entrance, but we provide ourselves a legal loophole so that when the fruit's brought into our house, it will be exempt in the mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisers. you'll come to me later and I'll explain to you how this legal loophole works. We've done this before. Now, Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that even when you take it into your courtyard, it's going to be chayv in Shumas HaMaisa Shenemar V'achlu B'Sharecha V'Saveu. Okay, but in other words, we are of a lower level of Kedusha. We don't look to create Shumas HaMaisos. We look to exempt ourselves from Shumas HaMaisos legally, right? But still, that's where we're holding. We wax poetic over the good old days. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Maratzakash Baruch Hu Zakasol Aficha Chirvan Tzor Mitzvah Shenema Anai Chafei Tzomantziko Yagdil Tzor Avi Adir.